Musk and Donald Trump and their like can get massive tax cuts. Baldwin warns that cuts to the program that provides health insurance for low-income Americans will not be painless and will fall especially hard on rural Wisconsin.
A Republican bill that would ban students from using cell phones in the classroom passed the Wisconsin State Assembly on Wednesday. Republican lawmakers say the bill would be beneficial for the mental health of students and includes exceptions for emergencies or teacher-authorized educational purposes. State Democrats criticized the bill as a one-size-fits-all approach that doesn't make sense. They say any cell phone policies should include feedback from parents, teachers, and students. There's a new event happening next week in Wisconsin Rapids. The first community exchange will bring the community together to share ideas, make new connections, and help support one another. Hosted by Avenue Title and Blenker Construction, it will be on Wednesday, February 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. The evening will begin with design tips and tricks, followed by a social hour with refreshments provided. That's February 26th from 5 to 7 p.m. at 830 Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Powers Bluff will be open this weekend. There are half-day and full-day sessions, and you can purchase tickets today online or at Powers Bluff in person this weekend. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bobby Portis suspended.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NBA has suspended the Bucks' Bobby Portis for using a non-approved painkiller. Portis thought he was using Toradol to reduce swelling. His agent says he was mistakenly given a prescription for Tramadol by an assistant. Portis now facing a 25-game suspension. Just yesterday, Portis was informed that seven suspects had been charged with breaking into his Milwaukee area home last fall.
Like, you put all you can into the game, and then you come home, and then just all your belongings are gone, things that you work hard for. So it's kind of gratifying that these guys have been caught.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Back in L.A. when they had that group, Bandits in L.A., my son's home was one of them. That was Austin's home was one of them that was burglarized. Still trying to figure out how he got on that list. You know, when you think about LeBron, Taylor Swift. Yeah, it's an invasion of privacy. And you want whoever did it to be off the streets. The fact that they're able to do that this quickly with all these different people is pretty amazing. It's great.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows 0 to 5 below. Sunny and milder tomorrow, highs near 20. Continued warming for the weekend, mostly sunny and around 30 Saturday, more clouds and upper 30s Sunday. Right now it's 22.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Montag, lieben, glauben, glauben.
Say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. He's trying too hard, and he's not quite hip. But in his own mind, he's the dopest trap.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
So don't debate. Play it straight. You know he really doesn't care anyway. Gotta play the field. Keep it.
My beloved Al Stewart from his great album Year of the Cat. That was Flying Sorcery. And before that, we opened up the second hour of Seth Faces the Music with The Offspring and Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Up next, we have a song that I think you've probably heard before. It's kind of treacly. It's kind of, precious. It's not a song I would normally play on the show, but I have found a version that I think we can all get behind. That's right. Get real close to your radios, kiddies. Here's me first in the Gimme Gimmes with I Believe I Can Fly.
Silence can seem so loud.
Fear of Flying. That was the band The Auteurs from their wonderful 1996 album After Murder Park, produced by the great Steve Albini. Let's keep it rolling here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, a band from the 60s and 70s that probably have more what-ifs than you can think of. They were touched on all sides by tragedy and mishandling, and it's just kind of a sad story. Although they did leave a legacy of some great music. We'll get to that right here on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Forever and easy. We were.
for me. I reach back like Southern Bell. You're from another planet, if I can tell. But people from the planet sipping up the sweat. So y'all come to my planet.
Check out the sky.
I will come to your planet.
Check out the space.
It's like the relationship between slaves and wakers. If we need to run away,
we got a place to stay.
Y'all identified, fly it out.
Hey.
More than just an object, you're flying people. You're flying on the side of good, not evil. Two planets united, bring a power to the people.
The high-flying weirdness of Delight with Identified Flying Object, IFO. And before that, we opened up the set with Badfinger, that great discovery by the Beatles, and their song, Flying. Let us once again head back to the 1960s, everyone. We've got a folk rock group that had one big hit, a couple of other ones as well. But I think they had a very cool sound, mostly because they had a female lead singer by the name of Beverly Bivens. I love alliteration. By the way, the name of the group is also the answer to the riddle, what do you get when you combine us three and you two? Here's We Five with High Flying Bird.
There's a high flying bird way up in the sky, and I wonder, does he look down as he flies on by, riding on the air so easy in the sky. But Lord, look at me, I'm rooted like a tree. I got to sit down, can't cry. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. The sun comes along, it lights up the day, and when he gets tired, he slides down all of the way. Well, it's east to the west, he gets gone every day. But Lord, look at me, yeah. Like a tree, yeah. I got to sit down, can't cry. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Well, I had a man, he lived in a mine. Well, he never saw the sun, but Lord, he never stopped trying. Then one day, my man up and died. I said, my man up and died. Oh, my man up and died. Well, he wanted to fly. The only way to fly was to die. There's a high flying bird way up in the sky, and I wonder, does he look look down as he flies on by, riding on the air so easy in the sky. But Lord, look at me, yeah. I'm rooted like a tree, yeah. I got to sit down, can't cry. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Tree, yeah. I got
The unidentified flying object from Moog synthesizer pioneers Perry and Kingsley from their classic album The In Sound from Way Out. And before that, we had Tame Impala from their self-titled album. That was the gloriously named 41 Mosquitoes Flying in Formation. We have one set of music to go here on Seth Faces the Music, everyone. Stay close, because when we come back, we've got a band from the 90s with a silly name, but man, did they have the pop hooks and the harmonies. That's what's coming up on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Do you know who the very first black radio disc jockey was? Lisa Hale has that answer for Black History Month.
Jack Leroy Cooper is a history maker for American entertainment. He was born in 1888 in Memphis, Tennessee. He started as a boxer. Then he worked as a singer and a dancer on the vaudeville circuit, eventually becoming the theater critic for the Chicago Defender. In the 1920s, he appeared on radio as an entertainer or a comedian. But in 1929, he became the host, the producer, and the announcer of the All Negro Hour on WSBC in Chicago, making him the first African-American radio announcer in the United States. The once-a-week variety show was devoted to black performers. He was very cognizant of negative racial stereotypes and made certain not to allow these stereotypes to be part of his show. Later, the show incorporated news from the African-American community. In 1937, his show was heard 5 days a week, featuring black music from jazz to blues to gospel. He is one of the first people to ever play records over the radio. In 1947, Cooper's production company controlled 40 hours of programming every week on 4 different radio stations in Chicago. He retired from broadcasting in 1959 and died in Chicago in 1970 at the age of 81. In 2012, he was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Today we honor Jack Leroy Cooper, the first African-American disc jockey, radio innovator, and the undisputed patriarch of black radio in the United States as a history and culture maker for Black History Month.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it, while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts before you day drink. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows 0 to 5 below. Sunny and milder tomorrow, highs near 20. Continued warming for the weekend, mostly sunny and around 30 Saturday, more clouds and upper 30s Sunday. Currently 21 degrees.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ugh, I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your daily routine now, and in 2 weeks, you could be feeling great. Well, it's been 2 weeks. How you feeling?
Lighter and feeling great.
If you want to feel lighter by promoting digestive health, sign up to take the 2-week challenge at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free, 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area joins us. Pete Schwabe from Nightlight will be here to talk about the major plot flaw in the movie Green and Gold. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Water through my hands. You give.
even little deaths too. Wheels throwing water all over my axe, and Mr. Jones won't lend me a hand. Up come two cats in a Cadillac, and they say, won't you hop in, ma'am? I went flying high, all the way, all the way. The one that's driving got a bowler hat, the other's got a fez on his head. They turn around and grin, and I grin back, but not a word was said. So I took out my harp and I played them a tune. I could see they were digging it. Then the one with bells, well, he turns and he says, we'd like to help you make your trip. And I went flying. So they took me to the L.A. airport, laid $20 in my hand. Well, I paid my fare, I'm in the air, flying back home again. And I went flying high, all the way, yeah.
Country Joe and the Fish with Flying High from Electric Music for the Mind and Body, their breakthrough album. And before that, we opened up this final set with Toad the Wet Sprocket, unfortunate name, with their single Fly from Heaven. Next up, we have a band that was kind of lumped in with the Britpop acts of the mid-90s. They were a little bit different. They didn't have quite as much success as some others like Blur or Oasis. Plus, they also had a female lead singer, which was extremely rare in Britpop. From their album Smart, here's Sleeper with Poor Flying Man.
I see a man all alone in the air. I think that man needs a comb for his hair.
To the ground, he froze.
step from a plane into the sky. My second to live, I wish I could.
Oh,
Seattle's own Jimi Hendrix with Night Bird Flying. And yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up the show for today. Hope you enjoyed all the songs about flying, and we'll be back again next week with another theme, lots more music, lots of fun. Thanks once again, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you then. So long.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Senate has narrowly confirmed Kash Patel as FBI director.
The yeas are 51, the nays are 49. The confirmation is confirmed.
Two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, joined all Democrats in voting no. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
Real concerns about whether he would retaliate against FBI officials who assisted, for example, in the January 6th investigation, and in general, how he will relate to today's FBI.
Governor Kathy Hochul has opted not to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office as the Justice Department moves to have his corruption charges dropped.
It is my sincere hope that these dark days will pass, elections will occur, and the people of New York will decide who they trust to govern this extraordinary city.
Hochul will instead push for more oversight of City Hall. Six New York prison guards have been indicted for second-degree murder.